Hey everybody, we hope you're having an excellent week and are ready to tune back into the podcast that's number one worldwide, What I Learned in History Class This Week. This week is pretty big. We got to learn about a major event, the beginning of World War II, and my co-host, Zach, and I will be discussing just what happened in this time period.
Hey listeners, today's topic is quite interesting to say the least, as we're coming off the heels of the Great Depression and are not taking any time to breathe and are jumping straight into another war. The most popular war in human history, for now at least.
Let's not worry about that for now. But as Zach was saying, we are still in, but about to leave the Great Depression when this war is starting. All countries are affected by this, and we can see that in the beginning of this war. Let's start with probably the biggest player in this war, Germany. Now at the end of World War I, at the Treaty of Versailles, all members of this treaty had decided on making Germany pay the sole reparations for the damage caused by World War I. And for a poor country that just came out of a very brutal war and about to enter another horrible depression, this was not looking good for them.
It certainly was not, and of course, the population of Germany knew this as well. They were very upset at the world for making them seem like lesser, practically embarrassing the entire country and its people by making them pay all this money, $500 billion to be exact. So in their state of unrest, the anger piled up, and they needed to be somewhere to direct it, and Adolf Hitler knew exactly where to target it.
He did, and once he became Chancellor in 1933, that's when we truly saw everything hit the fan. He began allying with Spain during their civil war, where General Francisco Franco led a fascist army and made Spain a totalitarian government. Another ally that was there, though, and led to the creation of the Axis powers, was Benito Mussolini.
Yes, Benito Mussolini was the fascist leader of Italy during this period. He was the pioneer of fascism and was one of Hitler's biggest influences. He led the Italian government and its military and even marched on and invaded Ethiopia in 1935. He also had a pet lion.
I want a lion. But anyways, those are the major European powers at play in this current moment. But let's move over to the other side of the globe and take a look at Japan. Through the past, Japan has had its current conservative ideals and isolated practices, but they take a turn when they begin to leave their country and head into China, where they take Manchuria and rename it to Manchukuo.
The League of Nations take notice of this and condemn the power-hungry Japan, but Japan's only response is to quit the League along with Germany. Russia, however, took notice of this increasing conflict, and its leader, Joseph Stalin, signed a non-aggression pact with Hitler and Germany, taking them out of the coming war. Stalin was himself a totalitarian leader who killed almost 13 million of his own people because of his own self-destructive policies.
During all of this, however, the United States remained neutral and only supplied weapons to China when Japan was invading them. And with all of these factors set up, the Second World War began to take place. Thank you for listening to this segment. Up next, we'll have a review of the critically acclaimed 9th episode from the award-winning show Band of Brothers. We hope you enjoy. And we're back. Now, I have no idea if you all have watched this show, Band of Brothers, but it's pretty great, especially the episode that we are going to be talking about today.
This episode was amazing. It's the 9th episode in the penultimate one of the series, and it's called Why We Fight. And it details a main company of soldiers advancing into German territory and reclaiming an abandoned concentration camp still full of people. They didn't have to grapple with this.
It truly is a fantastic episode of television as we get to see the soldiers react to these camps, which have been mere stories thus far, and finally seeing just what their enemy does to innocent people, and now they have that, like, fire in them to keep fighting and free all the people. It's just so amazing to watch, and you really feel the emotions whenever you are watching this episode.
Yes. Throughout the series, we get to see the soldiers' bonds, and then see that test on the front lines, always fighting the enemy. But with this episode, we get to see how the horrors of the war that they didn't get to see affect them.
Plus, with the added contrast of the beginning of the episode, where the soldiers are happy and excited as they're winning the war and they're moving across Germany and they're about to just go home and win this war, and they feel that they're gonna win this war, But then they stumble upon the concentration camp, and it completely changes their outlook on this war that they have been fighting, as they realize they have a long way to go before they truly win that war that they thought was so close to being over.
It just shows how horrific World War II was. But that's all for today. I hope you all enjoyed. Come back next week where our next host continued the World War II discussion.
Remember, there's no better way to learn history than listening to two teenagers in their room talk about their high school class. We hope you have a good day, and until next time, see ya!